أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. صدق الله العظيم. This is the opening verse of Surah Al-An'am. An'am refers to grazing animals. Those animals that are four-legged are usually called an'am in Arabic. This surah is a Makki surah, that is, it was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the hijrat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the exception of a few verses that are Madani, that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the hijrat. When this surah was revealed, these verses were revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the unusual thing that had taken place was, besides the fact that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had brought these verses to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was ushered in an entourage of approximately 70,000 angels that came down with him to present these verses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in itself shows the very importance about the surah, the importance about these verses. The ulama have written that primarily when we look through these verses, we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the very fundamental principles of our iman, our tawheed, our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about some subsidiary issues with regards to our iman and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As the very first verse already indicates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One very important aspect about this Alhamdulillah, whether it is found here in Surah Al-Fatiha, then we will find it in Surah Al-Kahf, and then Surah Al-Fatir, Surah Saba. We will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins these surahs with Alhamdulillah. One important aspect is when we say all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is immaterial whether there is anyone that is to praise Allah ta'ala or there is no one to praise Allah. Whether it be from insan, whether it be from jinnat. If nobody praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this undisputed fact in the heart of a believer that Allah Rabbul Izzat is that being to whom every praise belongs. We praise things in this world, we praise people in this world, but the ultimate, the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually that praises all belong to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard, that Allah, that being who created the skies and the earth, waja'ala adh-dhulumati wan nur, and it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had made, who had created darknesses and also light. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of darknesses and the creation of light. Darkness is not just when there is an absence of light, but in actual fact, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created, and it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that made the darknesses, and it is Allah ta'ala that created the light. One important aspect here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a very clear indication that all conditions belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether there are conditions that are conducive to us, which we will call good conditions, conditions that are not conducive to us, bad conditions, all those conditions come to us from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like how darkness and light comes to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Majusi, the Persians, they had a belief of a dual god, two gods. One was Yazdan and the other was Ahraman. Yazdan, they used to say, was the creator of good and virtue. If something good happened to a Majusi, a Zoroastrian, then you will say it came from Yazdan. And if something bad happened, a person had an incident, an accident or whatever, then he will say it came from Ahraman. So they had this concept of a dual god, and they used to say that one god brings light, the other god brings darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is refuting all those type of concepts by saying that the darknesses and the light all come from Allah Rabbul Izzat. One last aspect about this is we will see dhulumat is in its plural form and nur is in its singular. Many darknesses, one light. That light, of course, is the nur of Allah Ta'ala. It is the nur of hidayat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala places in the hearts of the believer. And that nur comes only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. That is a singular one nur that comes down. Zulumat, darknesses, there are many different forms of darknesses. One is the darkness of kufr and shirk, the darknesses of nifaq, hypocrisy, the darknesses of ill-doings, wrongdoings, the darknesses of bad character that a person begins to oppress and tyranny. So there are different types of darknesses. Here Allah Ta'ala shows that aspect, but there is one nur, and that nur comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that light comes, then obviously darknesses will disappear. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Despite all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yet those who disbelieve, they equate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gods, objects of worship, those that cannot create, who have never created the skies and the earth, who didn't even know the concept of darkness and light, but yet they equate all of those things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it stands logical that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.